When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance. Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown. 90-day Beyoncé. Marrying someone you've only met on your phone. Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Y'all, this is Reality Gaze, and I want to bring up something that happens a lot on 90 Day Fiancé, and we've watched a lot of this shit, so I think we know by now, but Poodle, don't you think there's sometimes unsung heroes of 90 Day Fiancé that don't get the credit that they deserve? You know what I'm talking about? The people that aren't highlighted, but are... You don't know what I'm talking about at all. You're
no.
Terrified of what I'm going to say.
I'm not yes-anding you here.
I'm going to say this. If there was an award for an Emmy award or some type of award, I don't know what we would call it, but for Holly's mom, because she sat in that dressing room with Holly while Holly sighed and lied to her daughter's face and said, he didn't mean that when he called you a hooker.
He didn't mean it when you called, you said you look like a prostitute.
He didn't mean that. Well, yes, he did.
I think the problem here is mom knows that she's going to spiral. And
yes.
This
mother has spent a lifetime of saying, that boy didn't mean that when he said that to you, Holly. Just
and
on
mom,
repeat.
Mom, with the only thing on her face that has made up makeup on it is her eyelashes. I still say she's doing a little. She's doing what she can.
This woman doesn't have time to do her makeup because every time she tries to put on eyeshadow, Holly has a breakdown and she has to be the emotional labor for her daughter.
I'm actually really concerned about Holly's affect in this scene. Like, it's kind of funny, but it's kind of triggering. Not.
Yeah.
She goes into this thing that goes into the ghost from The Grudge. Like,
I never saw that movie because, you know, I don't see scary movies.
Okay, you have to know it though. You've seen like
The Grudge? Is that the one with SMG?
Yes, but like it's the girl. It's the girl who dies in the house. Spoiler alert.
Oh.
You're saying this and you have no fucking clue.
No, it's kind of like that.
What cultural touchstones do you know?
Well,
country songs?
Okay. No, it's kind of like that scary movie I saw that one Disney made called The Child of Glass. They made it in the 70s and the 60s. So when the little doll gets thrown down the well and they can't find the ghost doll. And she kind of had a weird affect. But everybody ended up happy in the end. But it
I
was
don't
scary.
Think that's a horror movie.
It was to me. Terrified. This is Reality Gaze.
Moving on. I don't share any cultural touchstones, so
Oh.
Anyway, y'all, this is Toe. This is a new era in Toe because the episodes are only 42 minutes, so we're not exhausted from covering plot, which is kind of nice. We did not have Marion Brandan this week.
No, we did not.
So it did feel a little... This was what I would think of as a transitional episode because Holly and Wayne are still at the South African version of Dress Barn.
They are at Dress
very
Barn.
Much Mother of the Bride store.
They are very much Mother of the Bride store. It's 42 minutes, y'all, because Last Resort is airing.
You got it right.
Yes, Last Resort. Last Resort is airing.
You are watching this. You are watching this garbage.
I am not only watching it. The Last Resort, the last 15 minutes was one of the most riveting moments of 90 Day Fiancé television for me.
You're not helping our cause.
No.
Here.
Well, already, I've already talked. So you're out. Mary Payne is out. Kyle from Cray Cray is out. Kim from Cray Cray and I have been messaging about it. And we're sick. And I think I'm subbing for either Toe. I'm doing a podcast with her later, but we're already going to make plans. We're not going to do every week, but we think like maybe every like 3 or 4 weeks, we might do like a special episode collab just to talk about because Oh, y'all. Oh. It is. There's a meme that's dropping on our TikTok and our Instagram, so be sure to follow us about it. Oh,
I'm gonna just depend on you for this, similar to MILF Manor.
I think you need to watch it though. I think you need to watch it because I feel like you're gonna end up watching it because you're gonna not be in the know. However, this is just the first episode. We've got 10 episodes total to go. It's gonna go to October. Yeah, it's going to go to October 30th. So it's going to be
good
the last airing.
God.
So
then did they go back to 2 hour Toe?
I guess. But I'm
Jesus Christ. What did you like about it?
Well, I did skip all the Ed and Liz things. Like when they're talking, I just fast forward. I do love that Yara hates Ed so much that the entire time she just calls him small Ed, like flat out to his face, like hates him.
I don't know if you didn't watch the show all the way that you can provide an accurate review.
Well, we don't need to talk about Ed. I listen to their commentary on other people, but I don't listen to things about their issues. I don't care about
them.
For me, the most... And this isn't giving too much away because there's some big Kalani and Usuelu stuff at the end, which is just gobsmacked. And as a viewer, I think I told you this, it does feel like a completion of their storyline because you see kind of why. But the thing that gobsmacked me was a conversation between Angela and Kalani. And this is a different Kalani. This is like Kalani 2.0. Like she... To quote our sponsor this year, she must have read Codependent No More because bitch is not having it. She is not having it. And her and Angela were having this conversation and you realize that they're both just dating man-childs that are never going to grow up. And
That's everybody.
But when they both see it on each other's faces and they're just both sitting there with a Mai Tai in their hand and it's so sad and also so just you feel it in your gut. Oh, God, I hate myself for loving it, but I do.
The Mai Tai, the drink of self-reflection.
And it's good, too, because Kalani came because she's watching the kids. Because, of course, Kalani and Usuelu can't go without the kids.
No. You know what? Kalani and Kalani need to have their own therapy session.
They do.
That's the most fucked up relationship in that family. Not Usuelu and Kalani. It's Kalani and Kalani. Enmeshed.
Anyway, be looking forward. Kim and I are going to talk about dates, and then we don't know if that's going to be a public feed. RG Plus, we haven't talked about.
Remember when Kalani was most upset, not because she was pregnant at her bachelorette party, but she was upsetting her sister?
Yeah.
And yeah. She was most worried about her sister's disappointment in her, not the fact that she was knocked up before her wedding the next day.
Bing, 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 bing.
God.
It was.
Anyway. Call Dr. Joyce Brothers. Is she alive? I feel like she's dead.
She is now.
Sorry, family and friends of Dr. Joyce Brothers. Reality
sorry about
Gaze
that.
Says, I think she's dead.
Sorry about that. Anyway, I do want one more thing. We want to say I don't even say like devastated is the right word for our sissies in Hawaii right now. It's just it's brutal what's happened in Maui and Jamie. We have several sissies that live in Hawaii. One of our sissies barely got out with her child from Maui. Yep. So we are doing a fundraiser in the Sissy Squad in our Facebook group, and we're raising funds for them. So if you're in the group, please look for that post and donate to that. And we hope that any of our Hawaiian sissies, if we're listening, we hope that we give you 45 minutes or an hour to just hopefully take a break from it all.
Yeah. And if you're not in the Facebook group and you want to donate, we're giving our money to the Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement. They're doing their own kind of fundraiser. There's a lot of them going on. This was specifically funneling through Native Hawaiian channels.
Okay.
Great. So, but we are, we're thinking about you guys and just the devastation and heartbreak is unimaginable. So
yeah, it's
we're sending you guys love.
Is Maui where you went, where you met the guy who walked up to you and he said, oh, I was named after a character in that book. Then you
No, that was Honolulu.
You. Oh,
that was the Big Island. In a really horrible touristy resort.
Boy, if you want to come online to get Poodle's attention, say, I'm named after a character in that book you're reading.
Yeah. Yeah. Gross. Anyway.
All right, let's jump. Do we have any other now? I don't think we do. I can't think of any. I think we're good. Let's jump in. What's the name of this episode, by the way?
Oh, who's the bossiest?
Oh,
who's the bossiest?
Who's the bossiest? Yeah, we got all the things. We got all of our announcements. Plathville, September 5th, y'all.
So we're still in the dressing room of a South African Cato.
Dress barn. Really, you nailed
it's
it
more
on that
dress,
one.
It's dress
it is
barn.
Dress barn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's women who need to who come in and say, I need to cover my shoulders.
I've lost all
like
this weight and
I
don't like my arms, but I'm real happy with my waist
now. I'm real happy with my waist. Mm-hmm. I want something that covers my shoulders and my and my upper arms.
It's like that. Have you seen the new Christopher Ryan? I think it's a new character that he does. It's called Talkative Tammy, who goes on all the tangents, and it's our friend Bridget Green.
Oh,
it's
so good. Tammy's been a character he's done for a while.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen her before. I tagged our friend anyway. But yes, someone like that came in and went on a bunch of tangents. So yes, we're in Dress Barn. Now,
the South African version, yes.
Sissies did come at us and add into this, Jake. But we asked, is this a South African thing of him wanting her to dress differently? Is this a religious thing? Most of you came Addison said that this is probably some more religious bullshit rather than a South African thing. So,
is there crime in South Africa? Yes. Is there crime here in the U.S.? Yes.
Yeah.
But there are places. It does seem like if Wayne's house has been broken into three times.
And the dog
not,
was killed.
That was just so awful. And I think he is possibly in a high crime area.
I agree. I
think if I was Holly, and maybe she doesn't have enough agency to do this, or she can, I think I would have said, if I'm going to move over there, one of the stipulations is going to be, we're going to move into a nicer neighborhood.
I don't think Holly I think Holly gets overwhelmed by which Hungry Jack meal to pick out at the grocery store. that is Statler.
That's why she gets all the same kind. It's just too overwhelming.
But I think she doesn't do a lot of future thinking. But she comes out, thinks she kind of leans on Wayne, kind of like a big dog does when you go to when you go to your friend's house and their dog just leans on you. It's like she just leans on
him. No. Oh,
I love that when big dogs do that. So sweet.
I kind of think, but it's a strange thing to say.
Okay. Let me. You know how when you walk into like an orgy with about 50 men, and there's that one kind of bear who, when you walk through, just kind of leans on you?
Yeah, or passed out, or twink that's about to pass out.
And they just, yeah. There you are.
There you go. Now I get it. I think what it is, this is what I was saying, I'm really concerned. I feel like when something is hard for her to tolerate, she just kind of looks down and she goes into some type of fugue state. It's hard to watch.
This woman has had a lot of trauma in her life.
That's what it feels like. And it seems like she goes there into some kind of numbing cycle. And like, it's really like she was disturbing.
Yes, like she was locked in a cage type of trauma. Like it just feels really deep. Yeah.
By the way, she's been doing a lot of lives because, of course she has. Like Ty Ray doing some lives. And he's like, I've heard about this podcast called Reality Gaze. I'd love to be on there if they'd have me. And I went, do you even know what the things that we have said about you?
Me? Okay, yeah, me too.
You've been bad. I have been awful.
You ruin why anyone talks to us. It's usually because
kind of do. And you know what? It's going to stay that way. Because I keep it real. So he says, what can make up for telling Holly that she looks like she dresses like, as he says, a prostitute. What about a self-defense class? So
yeah, it's a jiu-jitsu, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? I have never taken a self-defense class. I should probably take one. Have you?
I haven't, but I'm kind of afraid what would happen if I did.
I'm going to do this now. We should do this. This would be good for us to do. I'm going to schedule it.
I think my anger might come out if someone attacks me.
That's fine. They wear padding. I've watched like women do it. So there's padding so you can hit on them and you don't hurt them.
Okay. I'm frankly not worried about if someone comes at me in the night. I'm pretty sure I'm going to fight back.
Yeah, you did real well with that moth. Real well.
Fair. Fair. That's fair.
I'm going to schedule it.
The moths, I'm not trained for self-defense with moths because they have wings and they can fly at me. And also, I did not know what the moth was. At least I didn't scream, it's a bird. It's a bird. Oh, God, it's a bird.
We would both be dead if someone attacked us. But anyway, she's learning all this stuff. She's learning how to throw them. Wayne's not helping because he's like, well, this is helping, but what if there's three or four guys? What if there's just like a pile on and just like, people with cannons.
And then they just jump on you and rape you. For me, this felt like a weird fantasy when he kept saying, he's like, well, what if there's three or four guys attacking you? What am I going to do? I can just sit there and watch them. It felt creepy.
It felt creepy.
I think Wayne is fucked. I've decided.
I think he's very, lives very much in just his life in fear, period.
I also think that there's this thing with them. They also did say, I've got to say this. He's like, I feel bad about telling Holly she looked like a prostitute, but we're going to leave this dress thing away. And when we get married, that's when we'll work on it.
That's when we'll work on it. Great. Sounds like
that feels good.
Great timing.
So anyway, what he does, what he finally... What the problem is, she's saying, let's go look at some places. I made some places to look at, places we can move to. And I don't know if she has just said, I can convince this man to move, or if they're both just talking about their future like it's going to happen when they decide to write it.
I think they're like one of those people that they're going to say like, oh yeah, in 2 years we're going to buy a house and we're going to have a white picket fence and we're going to have kids. Like, but there's no actual boots on the ground plan.
Weirdly, I would take this couple over Tiffany and Ronald any fucking day.
Oh, I, well, because I don't feel safe because where they live, but I actually don't think, I feel safe. I don't think he seems like a bad guy.
Wayne is going to hit her.
Yeah, but he doesn't seem like an abuser. He actually seems a lot of this of why. I'm not saying it's right, y'all, so it's not a defense. I'm saying his intention of her clothes and everything is coming from a place of concern and care.
Well, and it's a little fear. Toxic masculinity. It's
that too.
I have to protect my woman.
And religious bullshit. So don't get me wrong. I'm not defending. Sissy, don't come out and say, I can't believe. I'm just saying it's not Ronald.
Between Tiffany and Ronald, and also Tiffany's need to completely destroy him and to make him feel nothing.
I think both of these people, I think Holly and Wayne are much better people than Tiffany and Ronald.
Agree. y'all know I have a really rough history with her. I can barely talk about her. She pisses me off so much.
You love her clothing line though, because you love showing your shoulders.
True. I really wish she would do a clothing line.
He switches though. Like, so he's saying we can't look at a house. He's freaking out because she wants to go in an expensive neighborhood. We find out that he lost one of his big, he's a plumber. He lost one of his big clients. So he's not working as much anymore.
And he can't tell her that. Again, it's this kind of like masculinity. If I look weak. So that's the issue for him.
But then he just kind of switches and it's like, you know what? Didn't you think that was weird editing or odd?
It's weird. He gets super defensive and then just goes, well, he basically says, I put all this money in my house. No, we need to stay here. And it's this idea. It's very Clint Eastwood. I'm going to defend my property regardless of where I am.
Oh, what was that movie? I forgot what that
Gran
movie
Torino.
Was.
Am I making that up?
Maybe.
Isn't that a movie that's out right now? Or am I thinking Gran Torino? You know what?
It's not Gran Torino. Know. That is the car movie that's out right now. Gamers, gamer sissies are screamy. It's the
I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, who cares?
I think this all could have been solved. Well, not their whole relationship obviously needs to be solved.
Oh, it's called Gran Torino. Because if you Google,
it was.
I think there's another, if you Google Clint Eastwood, Get Off My Lawn movie, you'll get Gran Torino.
That's what it feels like. It's very Gran Torino, like I'll defend my property because I put so much into it and I'm a man. And this all depends on my concept of my own masculinity. That no one's going to take it from my cold, dead fingers. That's what it feels like to me. That's never going to fly with her. She's never going to be happy about it.
No.
And the only way these two are ever going to make it if they move to a gated community. I don't know.
Or maybe the U.S.
Well,
which I don't think he wants to do.
Maybe he doesn't have a criminal record a mile long.
Exactly. I don't think he's a terrible person.
He never stole. He never pawned his mother's fridge.
Yeah.
Remember
that, y'all.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love.
It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Song Finch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, Queens!
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ken and Armando, I think that this is completely 100% real? Yes. Do I think that going back and forth, but this was previous season concept where Kenny thought he was too old. We heard this before. Do I think it's relevant? Yes, but I don't know if I want to see it again.
I mean, I think the thing that we got from this is Kenny, I think what makes sense about it is when you think about what's happened before is Kenny finally said, I think when he was looking at Armando started crying, he's like, I'm just afraid that I'll be too old. He's never actually said that to him.
Yeah.
He's always kind of said, well, and kind of
just joked about it.
He joked about it, but this is finally where Armando is like, no, I need an answer. And Kenny finally, it was actually very moving to me when Kenny actually is crying and saying, because he's thinking of the mortality. And is that fair for Kenny to probably realize he's not maybe even going to see his child get married or his child have children?
And maybe I'm only seeing this because I'm not someone who wants to have children.
You're not paternal. Didn't get in
not,
you.
Not paternal or maternal.
Yeah.
I have a daddy. I'm not going to be a daddy.
Yes. 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 That's true. That's
Several
true.
Daddies.
Yes.
So, no, this just feels, it feels so unfair to me. Again, I have a hard time seeing it from Armando's perspective because it feels so unfair if two people aren't completely on the same page to manipulate another one into it because I want a baby.
It does feel, because I mean, the reason they didn't do adoption because that's going to take longer, but it does feel, why do you like it? Why do you need this child right now? Just because
right.
you have a daughter,
I
don't think that actually, I don't think he's bored. I think that Armando, Kenny had children on his own, which is really, that was a great part of the story where Kenny talks about how he went with his girlfriend and pretended to be straight.
With a big
and all
red
this shit,
wedding ring.
Because that's the only way they could do it. Armando, remember, he got divorced early on from his wife. She was crazy. I mean, she was like trying to kill him and all this shit. I think Armando wants to raise a child in like a partnership because he never got that. Kenny never got that, but he never wanted it. He was like, fuck it, I'm going to do it on my own.
I see your point.
So I think that's the impetus.
That
I
seems
think.
To be more for him than
I agree,
the
though.
Child.
I don't know if... and I can see Kenny's point. To me, that would be really sad to know I'm going to have a child and I'm 60 and they're going. I'm going to... hopefully be 75 when they graduate high school. But, you know, my dad died when he was 71.
Exactly. I'm going to say this now. No 60-year-old man wants a baby. Full stop.
Well, no.
Alec Baldwin. 60? That was just, that just happened. He wanted, that was because he wanted to fuck his wife. No 60-year-old
Tony Randall had a baby at like 78.
Tony Randall's a little gay. Let's
a
all
little,
be honest.
A little gay?
But I'm saying...
I'm making jokes.
Let's,
it's, let's I think
be
I agree
frank.
With you.
And what I think, what he was... I think Kenny was already compromising when, say, why don't we adopt an older kid so I don't have to deal with a baby again. I had three babies.
Yeah.
And yes, it might take a little longer, but Armando wants a baby.
Yeah,
and I don't know if he's ever going to compromise. And it feels unwielding to me, and I don't like it.
I think there's something deeper, too, under it. I mean...
But that's for him. That's for him to figure out.
Yeah.
Not for...
No, yeah.
Yeah, so I agree there's something deeper, and I'm sure there is. He's trying to recreate some part of his life. That's his shit.
I was shocked how less expensive it was. It's only $72,000. I have friends that have paid $200,000 to do that here in the U.S.
You could just have you could do a baby here. Go to Mexico City.
I'll think about it. I don't think I want one though.
You just want to hold them.
Well, actually, I don't want to have I don't want to have a baby of my own, like loins and all that, because honestly, I just don't want to put another human being on this planet that's going to implode at any moment anyway. Why bother? Might as well just adopt if I'm going to do it.
So basically the scene, Armando leaves. Again, not leaving me anywhere to go. Armando leaves saying, I feel very misled by you. I don't know.
Which I understand that because Kenny has been kind of like, well, Kenny hasn't. She should have said from the
get-go.
What
else can he do?
Yeah,
Armando has set him up for the failure. That's what
I'm
saying.
True.
I think this is
true.
A false equivalency.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, I think Armando's basically said, well, now you just need to say yes for a baby. And the fact I'm having to wait really makes disappoints me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
It's a real problem that people and it's not a 90-day fiance problem. It's actually a real problem people have that are different ages. So it felt a little weird because I was like, this feels too real. real life. I need a problem of, you know, I tell my girlfriend I'm going to move to her home country. And then when she comes over, I could completely just gaslight her and make her feel like a complete idiot. That's what the problems I need.
Can I get a better kiss? No, you can't. You've been a jackass. If someone had said that to me,
I'll give you a better kiss.
I would have said, I'll give you a better kiss. Kiss my fucking ass.
Y'all, we're talking about Kirsten. They're heading to the airport, and
she's leaving.
She's leaving. And she's like, you know, I'm happy I came, but we had a lot of fights. And she's like, for you to move, we need to fix things. And then they start to fight a little bit when they're talking about apartments.
He's even saying things like, yeah, having her here has really made me question things more. What I don't understand is, you mean having her on your turf when you had to be you and not vacation Julio, I'm the good guy, that made you question things. I wonder why. Mm-hmm. I wonder why it made you question things. Because you can be whoever you want when you're with her in the Netherlands. Because you're
game
running away
recognizes
from your fucking
game.
Life. Exactly.
Poodle. Vacation Poodle. He doesn't even use his real name.
Oh, I am like I'm the best person you'll ever know on vacation. That is the best version of me. I'm kind. I'm rarely in a bad mood. I'm amenable.
Unless they're playing Happy Birthday five times.
I talk nicely to strangers.
Very different than when you're back in the U.S.
I know. And this guy, it's interesting because, and I wrote down, girl, you only saw dream / low commitment / vacation Julio, and that's where you're getting his best. And now.
But she loves him. That thing where she said, but I have.
I know, and that's the worst part of it.
Yeah, when she said, but I still have hope and I love him, I went, oh, this isn't going to end well.
That's what sucks. It's she's got the feels for this douchebag.
She's stigmatized, y'all.
And I will say, she needs this in her life.
Yeah.
She needs this complete and utter betrayal of what a man builds himself up to be so she can learn that all men are in essence liars.
Can't argue with that.
So then it will take her another 4 years of her to 5 years of her 20s and her 30s where she's a little bitter. And then she'll date men who will only want her to be 22.
It's lovely to be a woman.
Lovely to be a woman. But honestly, she needs to know what she doesn't want. And I don't know if she's had her heart broken yet. Probably not.
Doesn't seem like it.
I really feel for this woman. It's sad this has to be televised. This guy is an absolute grenade.
All right. I'm ready to move on.
Seriously.
You're just, I don't know. No, where do I go now?
I will say this. It's sad this needs to have this, but every woman needs to date a guy like this to know what they don't want. It's sad it has to happen on television. That's what I'm saying.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Dang. Because this guy talks real pretty.
Kimberly and TJ.
Okay, I have a theory here.
What?
As I said before, she's wearing, I think last week I said, she's wearing her tell-off headband. And y'all, the headband did not come to play.
Did not.
I have a feeling that her and his brother are so alike.
Yeah.
I think they're the same person.
I agree. Sissy's talked about, and we talked about this too. I don't think she was all of her fault last week. I think she was a little more in the wrong, but he has been stringing her along this whole fucking time.
You're talking about TJ or the brother?
TJ.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say, why I agree with you, why I think they're alike is, it's a little of jumping back and forth in the plot line of this episode, but the way she spoke to the brother when it was just her and the brother, compared to when she spoke to the brother from the TJ and acted like she had been a saint to him, when she now the brother was terrible. Don't get me wrong. The brother was
completely
horrible
awful
to her.
He was an actual boor.
But she went for the jugular on him and was just as mean as well.
And then he even said, Josh literally said, he's like, she's acting now. This is not her. And she's sitting over there, just got her
in her hands, like she's gonna knit. On. She's like, "Oh, he's a typical Virgo."
I went, "Well done, well done."
Yeah, that was some art of manipulation right there.
And what's crazy is this woman can probably distance TJ from his family, which is probably what she wants to do.
Yeah, because she doesn't want to live there. She doesn't want to live with him. She's even said she doesn't.
I think I would do it.
She doesn't want to live in India.
Yeah.
She only moved there because of him.
I think this is, I wrote down, similar to what you said, I think this is basically the textbook. Maybe this is subconscious for her. I think it's getting in between parts of his family that she sees to be inconvenient. And then she can maybe convince him to move to the U.S. I think.
Because already the brother is saying she has to leave us. He's saying there's no way this is going to work out. She has to leave. Even when TJ tries to intervene, TJ can't get anything done. He and his brother just started fighting.
I will say this. It is her way or the highway. And so it's the same way with Yash. It's the same kind of thing. And I wrote down, all these fights are due to her cultural understanding of values as an American. I can do what I want. I'm here. I don't have to live with your family. I don't want to do that.
It doesn't seem like she wants to compromise any of her values. That said, it's concerning to me that she already doesn't want to compromise these values when she has no idea of what TJ really wants from her, of
yes,
what he's been saying. And
that's
when
true.
That when she finds that out, because he's been fucked,
she's going to lose her fucking
shit. She's going to lose her mind. And there's going to be a lot, rightly so, to that, because he is, you know,
I was kind of on her side through the whole thing with Yash until I saw her become sweet little baby their three-way conversation.
I kind of think they're both terrible to one another, to be honest. I think TJ and Kimberly are both terrible to one another.
I think he was trying to make it to make, I think he, but TJ obviously defended her and Forever's brother.
Yeah. Yes, he did. Yes, he did do that. He did do
but
that.
But the way they talk to each other isn't ideal. I think he's trying to allow more because he even says, okay, hold on, let me hear you. Because I think he's learning.
It feels like he's trying. And just in the edit we're getting of her, it doesn't look like she's trying at all.
I feel like it's interesting. And it's kind of black and white divided on the audience for her. I hate him. And then people say, oh, I hate her.
I feel like this compromising he's doing, though, there is I don't have evidence of this. It's more of a gut feeling. I feel like it's all fake. I feel like he's being fake. He doesn't really want to do that. I feel like he's being fake, and he's just waiting for them to get married. And I think once he thinks they're married, he's going to be like, this is the way it is, and he's going to blow up because he's going to be pissed that she's not changing now that they're married.
I could see that.
This relationship, I think they're going to probably end up being together. Yeah. You know why? Because she lets him put his balls in her mouth.
Because his mother never loved her. Her mother never loved her.
Her mother never loved her, and they do freaky deaky shit in bed.
But I really believe she'll make it work out of spite. Kind of like how Amanda fucked Rosamund out of spite.
Oh.
When Deanna told her that she couldn't. She fucked her out of spite. She fucked him out of spite. Done it. Been there. Done that.
Been there.
As Rod Vaughn.
Sat on that.
Been there. Fuck that.
Boy, that's a new t-shirt we need in the merch store.
I think that's the show. I really do believe that she and that brother are so similar, and and I don't know if you can have two people who kind of love getting their aggression, kind of like feeling that aggression out with each other in a way that's healthy. I don't think it's not going to work.
It's not. There's all three of them. I just feel like everyone is simmering with anger.
Yes. And
not even about the other person.
It feels really uncomfortable to watch. Yeah. And
it's not going to go good.
I will say, y'all, if you're a male listener and your wife has on a headband like that, watch the fuck out. Because that is that's a headband she's about to tell you off.
Yeah. It's about to get real.
The headband was like sticking up.
Like a crown of thorns.
I know, it was just ready to go for the jugular.
It was. That's all I got. That's the show.
That's all I got.
Y'all, this has been your toe. This has been it's still been a good season. So thankfully, we're getting a lot of 90-day content, but at least it's good. Go to realitygaze.com. You know the deal. Again, if you want to see a little bit of a spoiler of Lost/Last Resort, join our TikTok or our Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast, or TikTok Reality Gaze, and you can see our memes. Also, you can see a little bit of Poodle's piano playing.
Yes.
So be sure to follow us on the social media. And I think that's about it. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you're an animator, contact us because we need to make Darfield happen.
Oh, I hate Mondays and I love love.
How long did this line ya?
Let me die.
It never leaves you. It never leaves you.